From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a televised debate at New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sparred over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. Trump, the Republican nominee, blamed Clinton for the rise of the Islamic State.
This is something that never should have happened. Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries. And you're going to stop them? I don't think so.
The former Secretary of State defended the Obama administration's Iranian nuclear deal.
So I spent a year and a half putting together a coalition that included Russia and China to impose the toughest sanctions on Iran. And we did drive them to the negotiating table.
Clinton said Trump's economic proposals won't work. Trump accused Clinton of having little to show in 30 years of public service. The election is November 8th. Polls show a close race. Gabonese President Ali Bongo is scheduled to be inaugurated for another seven-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after his controversial and narrowly won election was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Martha, an unemployed mother, said economic conditions in the oil-rich nation remain poor. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking transparency. Taiwan braced for another blow from a typhoon Tuesday, this time one named Meggie. It's the third major storm to hit the island nation in 2 weeks. Thousands have been evacuated, schools and offices are closed, hundreds of flights disrupted. The typhoon packs winds of 160 kilometers per hour with even higher gusts. This is VOA News. The embattled Syrian city of Aleppo sustained more airstrikes Monday, killing dozens in the rebel-held eastern sector. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
What we have seen from the Assad regime and the Russians is a concerted campaign to strike civilian targets, to bomb civilians into submission.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the government of President Bashar al-Assad and its Russian allies seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. He discounted a report that the Assad government is preparing to take part in a unity coalition. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim in a Lebanese television interview took aim at the U.S. and rebels for failure of the U.S.-Russian ceasefire announced early this month. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say nearly 250 people have been killed in Aleppo and outlying areas since the shaky ceasefire disintegrated early this month. The U.S. Monday issued criminal charges and economic sanctions against the Chinese company Dandong Hongsheng Industrial Developmental Company for its alleged support of North Korean nuclear and missile programs. Its chairwoman and three top executives were charged with conspiring to evade North Korean sanctions. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It was necessary to take these actions to maintain the integrity of the sanctions that were imposed by the United Nations and by the United States. And the United States and the international community will not stand idly by while North Korea continues to flout its international obligations, as outlined in numerous UN Security Council resolutions.
The company is also under investigation by Chinese authorities for its connection with a North Korean bank suspected of financing Pyongyang's weapons and missile programs. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday said more than $100 billion will be needed to upgrade the nation's nuclear force, including construction of a new generation of weapons. Speaking at Mounted Air Force Base in North Dakota, Carter said the credibility of the American nuclear arsenal is crucial to ensuring its deterrent power. Violent crime increased nearly 4% in the U.S. last year, although the number of offenses remains below peaks of the 1990s. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said after a two-year decline, it has seen a spike in murders and other crimes such as rape, aggravated assault, and robbery. Canada has confirmed that it found the wreckage of the second of two British ships lost in an Arctic expedition dating to the 1840s. Sir John Franklin and his 128-member crew aboard the HMS Terror and HMS Erebus perished after the vessel struck ice during the search for the elusive Northwest Passage linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The wreckage was found 2 years ago. Canada discussing ways to preserve the remains of the archaeological site. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.